choose which one I play. So here we go with Coach Bat. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. Tough loss on the road at Boise State last Saturday, 24-14. Now their focus turns to New Mexico back at home this Saturday evening for homecoming. We've got running backs and fullbacks coach Mike Bath joining us here on the program. And, Coach, it certainly is a pleasure to visit with you. How are things going, man?
And we're just grinding away, just trying to get to 1-0 this week now.
Trying to get – that's the most popular coaching and football cliche, I think, that's out there, trying to get to 1-0 this week, right? I mean, it's out there. You hear all the cliches and everything, but you guys truly do believe in that philosophy, right?
You know, we absolutely do. You know, I worked with a coach a couple of years back that he said that, each and every week is a new season. And, you know, what you try to get to 1-0 each week. And, you can't live in the past, can't look forward. You got to focus in on that day and, you know, that next task at hand. And this is the next task at hand, so we're looking forward to it.
How hard is that to preach to your guys, though? Because, listen, especially the position you're coaching, there's probably maybe some frustration even setting in after a tough performance at Boise State. How hard is that for you guys as coaches to get them to move on past an unfortunate loss like that?
Well, I think, I would have said 4 years ago that, it would be a little bit more difficult, at that time with that group that we came in our first year. But, I think with Coach Bull just setting the standard, of what the expectations are, and then, recruiting competitive young men and then developing this program the way Coach has, it's amazing that, especially when you come off a loss, these guys are chomping at the bit to get back out in the field and work and, and get that taste back out of their mouth. They want to win games, and so it's been pretty fun, pretty exciting, and honestly, it's not hard with these guys just because they do love football and they're competitive.
Not to bring up the past, but what are the big differences that you're seeing with the group you coach and this offense from last year, where there was a lot of success on that side of the ball, to this year, where it's been a struggle at times this season to get things going, especially with your guys' bread and butter.
It is frustrating, and I think a lot of people are frustrated, and the biggest difference is you take away an NFL, NFL running back and center and tight end and receiver, those mm-hmm. those take away some really good players, but the thing is, though, we've got good confidence in some of our young guys that we have on this offense, and each and every time they go out there, it's a new experience, whether it is something that they see or a new stadium or something, just something different like that. But, us as coaches, we're going to keep on grinding. We get great young men on this football team, great young men on offense that, like we talked about before, love football. And, that makes it, probably, I don't want to say a little bit easier, but, slightly a bit more enjoyable just because you get guys that, that love to do what they do and are hungry to get better. And, if we had a bunch of guys that, didn't like football and didn't care about it, then this would be really dang hard, but fortunately we don't.
Catching passes out of the backfield has not been a staple of the Wyoming offense since we've seen this staff, you guys here, but we saw Drew has had a few catches this year. Nico caught a ball at Boise State. Not to give away your entire game plan, but is that something that, with the successes that we've seen, could play into the part of the Wyoming offense as in the last five games?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, we have an experienced quarterback who's even more, more experienced than he was last year, in regards to checking the ball down. But then also, Coach Vegan does a phenomenal job of trying to find matchups, and, there may be a week where, a certain play that Drew may be, maybe a, key, situation, maybe a critical opportunity. And, so he does a great job of, trying to find those opportunities for all different positions, and it just so happens a couple times here in the last couple weeks where, some of those guys, the fullbacks and running backs, have been beneficiaries of that.
How have your guys handled the running back situation this year, Mike? It's Trey has come on and trying to get him developed in there to being the guy, but Milo and Nico and Kellen have all bided their time. It seems like they've handled themselves very well with the opportunities that they do get and are trying to take advantage of those opportunities whenever they get that chance.
That's so true. The reality is this, is that, those guys are competitive guys. They're running backs. They want the ball. But I think that, you know, and this is somewhat indicative of, you know, how Coach Bull's recruiting philosophy is, you know, we want to recruit guys that are passionate about football, that are competitive, but then also have high character. And, you know, running backs ought to want the ball. But I think each one of these guys have done a phenomenal job, and a lot of it's just based on the type of young men they are, and just buying into, you know, the role that we've asked them to do. You know, whether it's, you know, Nico being a third down guy and you know, handling special teams, he's bought into that immensely. You know, Milo being ready on special teams and executing when he's there, and then, you know, when he gets in the game, executing his responsibility. And Kellen being a, hey, you know what, hey, we need a breather, let's go. Going in and doing that. Those guys have bought into that. They may not particularly love it, but the thing is that they do love their teammates, and they love to be competitors, and they love to play football, and they've done a phenomenal job buying into that.
How would you say Trey is developing as a running back as the season goes on? Are you seeing the things that you need to see for him to be that featured back for this offense?
You know what? The great thing about that young man is that he, you know, like those other guys, he's competitive. He wants to be great. And, you know, I think that each and every week we're seeing him improve. I, you know, studying the film, I honestly believe that he got better from the Utah State game to the Boise State game, which was huge. I think he's getting more confident. He's developing on the field. He's developing in the weight room. And but no, I do. I feel good about, you know, the progression that he's on, the upward trend. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, just seeing him grow each and every day.
I'm sure it's fun coaching these guys. I'm sure it can be, it drive a coach crazy coaching these guys as well with some of the youth. But I'm curious, give me a little insight into coaching Drew Van Manen, because I've talked to him several times, and he's probably one of my favorite interviews, Mike, and he's an interesting guy, isn't he?
He is extremely interesting, and this is all honesty. You know, I guess I've been coaching college ball for a while now, and high school ball before that. Probably just day to day, one of my favorite young men I've ever dealt with. You know, he's got a heart the size of Wyoming. His passion for life is just unbelievable, and you know, his perspective on life is great. I mean, that young man is such a joy to be around on a daily basis. There's some days I just look at him and I'm just like, what are you doing? You know, and but the thing is, though, is that he goes out to practice. He loves practicing, loves it. You know, he's the ultimate encourager out there at practice. He practices hard. There hasn't been one time in 4 years now where I've had to say, Drew, pick it up. I mean, he goes out there and he flies around the entire practice, and that's just, I mean, it's just such a neat young man, neat experience for me as a coach to be around him on a daily basis.
Could you see him, just with his passion and the way he plays the game and the specialty that he has, having a career at the next level in the NFL? Could you see it?
You know what? I want to be, you know, I want to be shocked, you know, just because he is such a smart football player. He knows himself, and you know, and that's also his strengths, but then also his weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And you know, he puts himself in a position, you know, for success. And you know, I want to be surprised. I want, because you know, they could tell him one time where to line up and how to execute something. He's going to go out there and do it. And that's, you know, that NFL usually stands for not for long, because those guys don't know what they're doing. And that wouldn't be the case with him.
No, definitely not. Leave you with this one. We're talking to Wyoming running backs and fullbacks coach Mike Bath here in the Sports Zone. Guys getting ready for New Mexico. I was going to ask you about Drew some more. How often is he in your ear, Coach Vegan's ear, about getting the ball?
Oh, it's like every minute. I mean, you know, I had fun with it about 3 weeks ago. I went into the meeting room and, you know, all kind of smile. I said, hey, here we go. And I drew up a fullback belly. We're not putting a fullback belly in. Mm-hmm. And I drew it up and I installed it. And he was about ready to start crying out of sheer excitement, about ready to go down the hallway and run and give Coach Vegan a hug. And I had to tell him I was joking about it. And I think it devastated him. But whenever we call something for him, he always gets pretty excited and tells Coach Vegan it's a good play. And so it's pretty fun being around that kid on a daily basis.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to the Cowboys against New Mexico this weekend. And go 1-0, right? It's time to go 1-0.
That's right. 1-0 this week.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Bye.
All right. Thanks, kid.